I hope your family's okay. That kind of thing. So, you know, it's tough when you know, two of your colleagues, you know, Charlie Sander, who just died in pro football, Hall of Fame, knocking out here's Kenny. You know, and those kind of things, boy, you don't realize it and understand what happened, but they happened so fast, you know, before you had a chance to really react to them that much. But Snake was a great quarterback, no question about it. He helped me a lot, and I helped him a lot in practice by going one-on-one with the wide receiver and him. A lot. He's very competitive, you know. He did his own thing. He was ready to play come Sunday. That's the best thing about him. You know, he was, things came easy for him. You know, he was a great leader. He was a great Raider. And he should be in the Hall of Fame.
There's been a lot of people calling for that, no doubt about it, Willie. And it's interesting because you guys, to a man, legendary John Madden has talked about it. It says when the game was easy, it's like the snake didn't focus. But when the game was on the line, that's where Kenny Stabler was at his best in terms of his focus and his play.
Well, no question about it. You know, Snake used to tell the defense, when we come off the field, he said, hey, give me the ball anywhere, guys. We're going to score. You know, and that's the confidence that he had in himself, the confidence that he had in his teammate, that when he said something, you listen and you did what he said. You know, so, again, it's great, great, great ball player to me.
Willie,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Will.
No, he had a lot of support around him. You know, all the guys on his teammate loved him, particularly the offensive line. He hung out with those guys more than anybody. You know, he was afraid of Lednikoff and Gene Upshaw, Archell, all those guys, Casper. So, you know, we lost a great friend.
Can I ask you about, the highlight of his career was the 76 season. You guys, for the listeners, you go to the division, you beat the Patriots, you go to the conference championship, you beat the Steelers, you go to the Super Bowl, you beat the Vikings. Talk about that season with yourself and Kenny and the whole group, because Raider fans, you're a family, and I can tell from our listeners, they always feel part of that family. That was a great year.
No question about it. That was one of the best years that we had, although... You know, Snake, not on that game, but Snake had a lot of great games. If you look at the tape and film on Snake, you look at how he played in all those games. He played well. He just didn't have the support of Dale's particular game. But Snake had a fantastic career, and he had a great game. But that particular year, I mean, he was clicking on everything. You know, he couldn't do anything wrong. We knew that we had a shot that following year after the season before we went to the Super Bowl. We knew they were coming back together, that the team stay intact, that we could win this thing. And we know way that we could have won it without Kenny Stabler.
Well, no doubt about it. Super Bowl 11 champions, no doubt about that. And, you know, maybe just from the personal side of it, you know, how – Kenny was in the locker room. We always hear the stories how he's lighthearted, kept everybody loose. Can you share any funny stories, Willie, that you had with Kenny?
Well, I don't know if they're funny or not, but I know that getting ready for dressing in the locker room, he was just nice and loose. You know, it wasn't anything being uptight. He didn't walk around in a corner and hide himself. He'd get up, he'd move around, he'd say, okay, boys, you know where that Southern accent is. Okay, boys, we're going to go get them today. You know, I mean, stuff like that. And, hey, you know, we said, okay, Snake, whatever you say. So, I mean, he was just the kind of guy, you know. He didn't get uptight or, you know, wasn't tight for the game or nothing. He was nice and loose, just like on a Saturday night when he go out or Friday night when he go out with the boys. You know, he was nice and loose, ready to go.
Last game I'd like you to talk about, double overtime win. Division playoff game against Baltimore. He goes 31. You win the game 37-31. He throws the ball 40 times in the game and 3 touchdowns. Do you remember that game, Willie?
I sure do. You know, the game was pretty tight. Baltimore, they thought they had it, but, you know, knowing Snake and what he can do and how he plays in the game, I knew we had a shot at it and he could win the game because, you know, he didn't. Snake was there. Like I said, very competitive. He's a challenging guy. If he sees something there, he's going to challenge it. You know, going after all pro, going after whoever's playing in those particular positions, You know, he's going to take advantage of it because he's very smart, and he knew his teammates. He knew what they can do, what they can't do. So he did everything that that his teammates could do for him, and he did the rest. You know, he was just there again on the sideline, cool and calm. He wasn't upset about anything. He was ready to roll. So, in that Baltimore game, we knew we had a shot. You know, as long as there was some time on the clock, get the ball to Snake, and he'd get a touchdown for you.